And we're back. Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live every Tuesday morning here at 10 a.m. and we end up at the Hummingbird Hub for a little bit of time after the show. Hummingbird Hub again, 6331. We kind of get together, talk a little, and we welcome anyone who wants to come in and talk about sharing, about whatever it is they need to share. Folks, we all need to share. You've survived to this day. Jay has survived to this day. I've survived to this day. It wasn't all a cakewalk, and there are certain things we got through that if someone else in a similar situation doesn't hear how to get through it, they're not going to get through it. And in many cases, in the life I live now, that means life or death for a lot of different people, especially in the jails. And I tell people who say to me, well, why don't you focus on the kids and do this and do that? And I say, well, you know, I have a burden for the kids too, but my burden seems to be the people in jail, and I've learned why that is. Not only did I lose a son to fentanyl and saw him in jail and saw what that was like, but I see so many that are addicted to this drug that killed him, the fentanyl, so many addicted to it, and I know the statistically, and just from being around so many people like that the chances of these people surviving or even being alive in 6 months are so, so low that if I don't, you know, if our team doesn't find some way to put a little hope into this guy or gal, they're just not going to make it. So we've kind of got the people on the bridge, if you want, you know, and if we don't want them to go off the bridge, we've got to help them find enough hope to keep on taking steps across that bridge and then move on to have the seeds sown that will lead them into a true recovery program, because it's that serious, it's that sad. You get 10 people in a room who are addicted to fentanyl and don't have a clue anymore why they have to go to it. Other drugs and other things they had problems with all their lives. They seem to have an understanding of this stuff. They don't. They're looking for special ways. Even the question's been asked me, well, I know I need recovery, I need support, I need all these things, but what do people like me do when every time it's anywhere around me, I do it, and I don't even want to. I do it, and I know I can die, because in many cases, you know, that one, like I've died before. I've been brought back, one person 22 times, you know. Somebody's had a naloxone kit to interrupt and bring back a life with an opiate overdose. And folks, I tell you, it's serious stuff. We need to be all thinking about that and putting in whatever we can to help us solve the problem of both fentanyl and carfentanyl, very serious. Cannabis, last couple of minutes here. I've taken another look at this and starting to study. And I mentioned this anandamide earlier, which is the body's own version of a marijuana. It's the same receptors, the same receptors that are involved in a high. I would be involved by this stuff that's produced in our own bodies, believe it or not. But aside from that, the benefits going forward, and not totally, but almost all based on the cannabinoid side of the equation. In other words, THC is what makes us high. That's the recreational part of the plant, if you will, of the use of marijuana. And the CBD is really the pharmaceutical side, if you want. It's something that can be developed into a whole bunch of things. Now, I'm not going to tell you much about it. I don't have the time. But there's a tremendous amount of energy going into finding things. And I've met recently with a doctor on the leading edge. His game is pain. He's a specialist in that whole arena. And he's able to use cannabis in very, very positive ways. Both the THC side, which is the high side, and the CBD side, which is, again, more of the pharmaceutical side. And again, at the, looking at different mental illnesses, anxiety-related or depression-related, depressive issues may be treatable by the high side. In other words, by a stimulation, whereas the stimulated person, the anxious person, maybe is better treated by the other side. You know, by the healing properties of the cannabinoid or the CBD, usually, lately anyway, being administered as an oil. So it's a lot of hope there. And again, the recreational side for me is a big mistake, because nobody knows when they give somebody a puff or, you know, however they administer it, whether that person is one of these persons that's going to like it, start using it, and will cross that line, possibly go on to other drugs and become the addict. We just don't know who has those properties in his or her body. So that's the only reason I quit doing anything way back, was I was involved with young kids, and when they wanted to know, well, it was important to them whether I did any of these things or not, whether I drank or did that, and I quit for them, because I just didn't want to be that one trigger that would say, well, you know, I liked the way Scott acted, so I decided to do exactly what he did, and he drinks and smokes pot once in a while, so I'm going to do that. So anyway, folks, that's all I've got to say for today. And Jay, if you've got anything to say, go ahead and say it. Otherwise, let's get out of here.
And tune in for my show. It's called The Saturday Night Block Party, here on Whistle FM, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Some great dance music, great DJ mixes, so be sure to tune in for The Block Party. And that's it for Sharing the Burden today.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden, live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show, and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.